I want to say that I am in full support of the message this morning. I feel like that it has been very needful. It's needful for me. The brother said that the call of the Lord is not always convenient. Sometimes the call to holiness may not be always convenient until we get the conviction. I believe that God has a holy standard. I love the standard of holiness. I love the church of God. I love His kingdom. I appreciate the body of Christ in the earth. And it takes a vision to see the essence and the importance of what we've heard here today. Because God is a holy God, and He calls you and me to holiness. And He says, "Be ye holy, as I am holy." And I have had a burden, and I have had a call. And I understand what the brother said when he spoke of our youthfulness in our callings, that He qualifies us, He leads us, He teaches us, He envisions us to a greater depth of our ministry. And we have to go through those steps in order to have that depth. I've witnessed it in others. I've experienced it in myself. My I thank the Lord for the way that He leads His people. I appreciate seeing those that are coming to the light. We all weren't in we didn't have it all at the same time or all at once. But He led us. He opened our eyes. He taught us. And that's what He does to all of His people. But His teaching is often through the preached word. He uses the Holy Spirit and the anointing of His Spirit to send forth His word, to enlighten us, to open up our eyes, to open up our understanding. I remember young in the ministry. Well, I wasn't in the ministry at that time. It was before my husband was even saved. And go to Monarch. And sometimes we would be almost offended by the word that is given. Sister Souter would talk to us. She said, "You know, you can go to Monarch and lose your soul. You get offended at the word, you can lose your soul." She always encouraged us, if it's something that you don't understand or you don't see, don't cast it away. She said, "You think on it. You pray about it. You don't just walk away from what is the truth." The brother spoke about us standing before the church of God I had mentors, other sister ministers when I started in the ministry. I'm so thankful for those that taught me, instructed me how to stand before the people as a woman. I believe God has a standard for men and women. So what I am about to say, if you are not in agreement, I'm going to say to you what Sister Souter would say to me. Don't cast it aside. You take it and pray about it and seek the Lord and say, Lord, how do you see this? Because it's not really how we see it. It is how the Holy Spirit interprets our lives and leads us, how the Word of God is set forth. It is how God sees it and not man. I have a great burden for qualified leaders standing before us in modesty. Modesty is a standard. It is a standard of holiness. It is a biblical standard. And the scripture says that you and I are not to compare ourselves among ourselves, and I think we could say that concerning the world. We cannot compare ourselves to the world when the world appears to have some kind of form of modesty, because their form of modesty is not godly. They will always have something that is a sensual spirit even behind what might appear as modest. The people of God, the saints of God, all the generations before you and me have presented themselves in the simplicity of modesty and the simplicity of the gospel. And those things were passed down from one generation to the other. And I witnessed it myself when I was growing up. And I wasn't modest. But I saw the standard and I saw where I needed to come to be modest. I witnessed it. I looked at those who were examples that stood before us. And I think that our examples should speak to the next generation. I often say to the congregation and to the young people in our congregation, and they'll remember it even as I repeat it this morning, God is wanting to prove himself to your generation, not just in divine healing. He's wanting to prove to you what the truth of the gospel is, that you pick it up, that you pick up that banner, that you carry it, that you go forth, that you pass it to your children and your grandchildren when we are completely gone from this world, if time goes on that way. There were those that were before us that handed it to us in purity and holiness. Those aren't just words out of a dictionary. Those were words that had meaning. When I was a child, I listened to the word, though it didn't look like it. But there was a desire in my heart to be a saint all the way. Do you have a desire to be a saint all the way? You know what that means? When the Spirit says, this is the way, walk ye in it. When there's something there that says to turn to the right or the left? Don't you know that God has the right way? That His Word has the right way for you and me to follow? Scripture says, commands. It commands for us to be modest in our clothing. It tells us how to dress. God's particular. And He was particular with me. He dealt with my heart in very specific manners. And I'm not going to go into all of the, for the sake of time, I'm not going into all of my testimony. Many of you have heard how God has dealt with me. When I choose a garment, I have some guidelines. We all need some guidelines to guide us by the Holy Spirit. At one glance, I can tell if that is acceptable or not. One glance. Because I have some specific guidelines. How big is the neck? The world counts modesty in a much lower standard than the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Stand before the mirror, sisters. A low neck is not godly nor modest. I look at the sleeve length. I automatically reject it if it's 3/4 length. I look at the length. I automatically reject it if it's too short.
Thank the Lord.
There's other guidelines. It needs to not be tight and revealing. It needs to not be thin. These are just guidelines, and the Holy Spirit can guide us that we can present our bodies not just a living sacrifice, but we can be holy and acceptable unto Him and to the people as we stand before them. You know, the scripture says that you and I, it indicates that we are our brother's keeper. And if this is offensive to some women, you need to have a burden for your brother, that you will be able to keep your brother, that he will keep his own soul, that when he makes a covenant with his eyes, he's able to keep it. The Lord spoke to me, actually at Monarch. This is what He said. He said, the men are going to be a witness against you women. You know what? If I ask the brethren that are here this morning to parade in front of us, because I don't see one brother here that's not dressed modestly. I would have to say then, because this is what the Lord said to me, what do you see in the brethren when they stand before you? And I said, Lord, I see their hands and I see their head. Because our brethren are completely covered. We're living in a time that bare legs are worldly and of the world. I said that it's not convenient. Sometimes the call is not convenient. But God's calling us to modesty.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And what the Lord said, he said, the leg for the woman is the last measure of covering. And the Lord began to open my eyes like this, because we go to Monarch and everybody's, oh, it's so hot. And hoes are hot. I understand that. But how would you feel if our brethren decided it was hot also and decided to wear Bermuda shorts? The same length as our dresses. How would you feel? Would you want someone to get up and preach to you the gospel and be dressed like that? Did you know we attended a sectarian church when we were in California with my two nieces when we went out there for my sister's service? The man that was leading the singing was in Bermuda shorts. So that's not going to be too far off. I mean, the enemy might could try to convince our brethren, well, the women don't wear their dresses too long, so maybe I could also. Now, this is reality. Now, how would you feel if our ministers began to roll their sleeves up and come up here? Well, it's so hot, I think that.
Yes.
How would you feel? Would you have confidence in the brethren if they were rolling their sleeves up to preach to us with 3/4 length sleeves? Or what if they said, well, it's so hot, I think I'll just unbutton my shirt just a little bit. You know, after all, the women are wearing their necklines a little bit low. Would you have confidence in that brother? That's why the Lord spoke this to me. The brethren are going to be a witness against us for dressing less modest and not covering our bodies as he's calling for. Sisters, this is qualifications. If you stand before the people, if you stand to lead the singing, if you go on the mission field, like he said, don't make the minister that goes with you have to tell you how to dress. Don't go on a mission field until you know you are qualified in your dress. Because God is calling for modesty in our dress. I appreciate the message. I support it. I know this is how the Lord has led me. Let me tell you something. When I was first in the ministry, and I thought my dress was long enough, and I preached a message at the Guthrie camp meeting, oh, this was embarrassing. One of the trustees came to me. And there was one other trustee that said, we cannot give her an offering because her dress is not long enough. But do you know, how do you think I reacted? I examined it. And I started making my dresses longer. I'm standing before the people. I'm to be the example of what the believers. And if the trustees have a problem, I need to accept it. It's not comfortable. But you go home and pray about it. You go home and say, Lord, how do you want me to appear in the church of God as a believer? I desire you to pray for me. The brother said, there's many traps that the enemy sets for all that are called. Doesn't matter how old we are. He has a plan. He's willing to work a lifetime for you. The encouraging thought is that God's willing to work a lifetime for you also. Pray for me.